Let's go down to Frio because Steve Rossich, the CEO, has been good enough to join us down there. G'day, Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Did you get what you asked for, Steve?
Well, it's a bit like Christmas. You you can be happy with most things, but you'd always like a few other things. But I say that in jest. Look, from a fixture point of view, we couldn't be happier with our home draw. It's almost unprecedented that the only two teams that we play at home that aren't from Victoria are West Coast and Gold Coast. So we play all the big Melbourne teams at home, and no doubt the members of our footy club will be really positive and excited about that.
Senator Nizzi, they've only got three games outside of either Perth or Melbourne. You've got five, so happy with that. No Darwin?
No, no Northern. We love all these places, Brad, but we'd rather play in the main market. So no games in the NT, no games in Tassie, and no games in the Australian Capital Territory. So we think that's a good result, and there's no doubt the AFL is listening to us and now acting about our issues with long-haul travel and playing in these markets, and also, importantly, six-day breaks. Very pleased that we've ended up with only 4 6-day breaks in the 23 rounds, which is a very positive result for us as well. So not only is it positive for our members, it's positive for our players.
Was it a surprise to not get a Friday night game?
Look, not really. It's clear that the broadcasters are having a bigger and bigger say in that, and understandably so. We've always got a good look at that over the last few years when we have been mooted to be one of the premier teams. From a commercial perspective, however, the key thing for us, Carl, as you know, is who we're going to play at home games. And I think from that perspective, we've done very well. So that's the key commercial aspect for us.
Clearly, you'll want to hit the ground running, and I think you've got a couple of challenges early, but that's, as you say, a few of those are at home. But again, like Nizzi, I'm sure you're very pleased with the players that you've been able to trade in.
Look, we are. So we targeted four players in the trade period, and we secured four, or young West Australians that were very keen to come back home and play for us. And it's been well reported, Cam McCarthy, Brad Hill, John Hamling and Shane Kirsten. We think each and every one of them fits into our list management model from an age perspective and also what they can do for us as a team. So delighted that we're able to secure them, and no doubt they'll have an impact for us for many years to come.
I reckon it would be as big a turnover, certainly in your history at the footy club, mate. 13 have made way, so it's going to be a massive change at your footy club.
Look, it is. It's a little bit different to my first year as CEO, Carl, working with Chris Bond at that time and Brad Lloyd in terms of list change. Then we changed 14 heading into the 2009 season. The difference here is we're chasing one less in 13, but there's those four established players coming in. So that's a very big difference to what we did back then. They'll have an impact. And we've also got the a pick seven and two other second round picks. So we think we can have not only an impact next year with the recruits we've brought in through the trade period, but also the youth we can bring in through the national draft will impact us for years to come as well.
Sure, I'm sure it's a very difficult time for everybody down there too, because we know players come and go and can be a little bit transient at times, but when you have to let go some of the fabric of the team over the last 5 or 7 years, it must be tough.
Look, it is. It's easy to say, like Carl said then, a big change, but it's hard to do because they're all good people, in particular this bunch, and they've all had a really positive impact on our footy club for a long period of time. The two more recent ones, which we took our time to deliberate on and wait and see what happened in trade week, in Alex Silvani and Michael Barlow, are two of the finest gentlemen that I've been lucky enough to be associated with in footy. So you don't take those decisions lightly. They've both done incredibly well coming from the rookie draft as mature age recruits and having an impact on our club on and off the field. We wish them all the very best, and they'll be, we hope they get another opportunity if that's what they want to pursue, but they'll always also be remembered as Fremantle Dockers players forever and a day.
Now, you've got an easier draw because of where you finished, if you look at it on paper, and you've got a scenario where you've still got a couple of really good picks coming up in a national draft, so you've got the chance to add more talent. With what you've been able to do, now having a look at your fixture, how far do you reckon you can climb?
We'll leave that to experts like yourself, Boris, to make that judgment.
Okay.
And, but look, we think we've had an impact through the trade, as you mentioned. We think we've got some established talent that can have an impact next year that didn't get the chance to this year, with some pretty handy names like Fife and Sandilands and Johnson and Bunnell and Pierce, Alex Pierce. So with those sort of five guys coming in and hopefully playing lots of good footy, the four new recruits and some players that played a lot of football this year, you know, in their first to fourth years, growing and improving, we think we can have a real impact. And the challenge for our footy club now is to have a great pre-season and launch into round one against the Cats.
And never mind what we think, Steve. What's your membership telling you? Is your numbers, is it optimistic? Is it the phone started to ring?
I'm really pleased, Brad. Like, we're in the renewal process, and you know, that they've seen some positive light, I think, with the trade period and the way we finished up off the season against the Bulldogs. We're the last team to beat your team, Brad, the Bullies, last year. So,
in racing parlays, we just had a run.
Well, it didn't look like it on the day, but they clearly played pretty well through the final series, so we'll certainly give them that, and they deserve their win. But there's a lot of positivity, and I can say we're ahead of this time last year in a record membership year. So it's a pleasing, a very pleasing start to a membership campaign.
Are you in the new facilities yet?
Not yet. We get the keys next month, Carl. So we start the fit-out process, and publicly, and we've always said that we'll be in there by March next year. There's a sneaky chance we might get in there beforehand, and that'll be fantastic for us.
Make sure you know you have your name on your car park spot, because those things can go missing at times.
We'll see how we go. There's no doubt, I guess, from that perspective, and I had the pleasure of showing Cam McCarthy, Joel Hamling and Shane Kirsten around that facility, and Cam had already made his decision, but Joel and Shane were still weighing it up. There's no doubt that they had a positive impact, and it'll be a great thing for our footy club for years to come as well.
Good stuff. Thanks for your time, Steve.
Cheers, gents. All the best.
Steve Rossich there from the Fremantle Dockers, and Trevor Nisbet from the West Coast Eagles.